Stockholm Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows, and I am Deputy Dean of the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. And we at Cahill are celebrating our 60th anniversary this year. Today in Bajan History, 17th December, 1824. Rioters charged. On this day, 17th December, 1824, the Barbadian reported on cases held in the Court of Grand Sessions. The court and juries have been laboriously occupied since Tuesday in the trials of an unusual number of indictments, the convictions of which have taken place. The Barbadian listed the cases regarding the nature of the crimes, fines charged, and whether individuals were sentenced to imprisonment. For example, two individuals were charged with the crime of grand larceny, most curiously for the benefit of the clergy, and each given 6 months in jail. Another individual was charged with assault, imprisoned for 1 month, and fined £25. However, charges were also laid against 20 individuals called rioters. These rioters were male members of the free black and free colored populations. Each rioter was fined between £25 and £50 for their crimes. Yet, curiously, the nature of these crimes were not listed as they had been for the white criminals previously mentioned. Instead, it was noted that each free black and free colored man was also imprisoned for a total of 3 months and then ordered, at the expiration of the term of imprisonment, to keep the peace 12 months. This was the year 1824, and slavery was the law of the land. Moreover, most of the population in Barbados were enslaved Africans. The system of slavery was called chattel slavery, in which the Africans were deemed property, hence not human, with the ability to express themselves artistically or have a culture. However, a few enslaved purchased their freedom. They were called free blacks. Hilary Beckles notes, despite the oppressiveness of legislation, some free blacks succeeded in establishing successful businesses. And if the skin tone of the formerly enslaved called the mulatto offspring warranted them to be called colored, they were known as free coloreds. Their rights were also restricted. In Barbados, which was the only place in the sugar colonies where the whites outnumbered the freed Negroes, the local prejudice against skin color was more pronounced. Slavery was marked by many instances of discrimination, especially against the free blacks and free coloreds. In 1830, legislation was passed to remove legal distinction against the formerly enslaved.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.